This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I write on the underside of the disc, I already got this one, and I send it back to Netflix. 3 days later, I get another one. Same thing, already got this one, send it back. We've gone back and forth on this like 90 times. I've already got all these movies. Hey, what up, what up? This is Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm here with Sean Clements. Tis the season to be Holly.
Tis indeed, Hayes. It's holidays time, and Hayes and I want to talk a little bit about giving.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, giving to those in your life that are helping you
mm-hmm.
achieve your goals. And for me and Hayes, that's our assistant team.
It's sort of the eternal question, what do you get the person who has nothing? And your team is more than just your assistants. You have your agents, managers, lawyers, and all that. They're all Jewish. They don't celebrate Christmas. They get very upset if you get them a gift of any kind. It's very disrespectful. So don't do that. And also your money, that's what they will accept as a gift.
You've already given them 10% of your dosif,
mm-hmm.
and that dough, Remy, Lo Ventimiglia, is the greatest gift that an agent, manager, lawyer, etc. can receive. What we are referring to in this segment is your assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Who, when you have someone, what do you get the person who has nothing? The reason that expression exists is you have so many options. How do you pick one thing? We've gone back and forth on this in years past. Do I give them a lump of cash so they can go buy what they want? Do I buy them, if I've seen them reading a book, do I make that book into a movie? Now they want to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is overcomplicating things.
Mm-hmm. That's not really what they want.
No. And we've found a pretty simple solution is when it gets to be holiday time, Christmas time, you give your assistant a hug and a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And a kiss on the lips.
You call them over to they're already at your house on Christmas Day. They helped you throw away the boxes and things. And you sit them down. This is just when they sort of, I like the look on their face, when they sort of feel like, okay, well, maybe this year I'm not going to get it. And, you know, you can tell they're kind of dragging their feet around the house. They look a little bit sad. And you sit them down and you say, oh, I almost forgot. I think I have something for you too. And then you put your hands behind your back like you have a physical object to give them.
And I'll pull out often a wrapped empty box, and I'll let them go through the process. And I actually don't make it empty anymore because it's too light. I will fill it with a bunch of rocks. And so I let them open it up. And one, you know, the last year, Timandria actually pretended to like the rocks, because what are you going to say when your boss gives you that? And I said, don't be silly. That's not your real gift, and you know that. And I leaned and I delivered the softest, warmest kiss. And that's something that money can't buy, because you couldn't fucking pay me to kiss half the fucking trolls I see walking mm-hmm. around out on these streets.
Which is why when you hire an assistant, it's important to think about what is it going to be like to kiss this person on
Christmas time.
Christmas time, other major holidays.
Other holidays, Columbus Day, their birthday,
last day of school, big career, like premieres, like big career events for you.
Yes, whenever there's a premiere or when one of your shows gets syndicated.
Mm-hmm. If you're inspired by a piece of music.
Mm-hmm. If you drive by a cemetery, you have to kiss the whole time to stop from being scared.
If you read a funny blog and it's just, you're just in a great mood.
Yeah, or even if you just bought a soda from a vending machine or something. Because in a way, letting your assistant know you appreciate them by giving gifts, not only on the most major holidays, tells them that they're doing it right and that they are headed somewhere.
This is really the universal language of giving. If you study the science... and if you crack open a textbook every once in a while, all cultures kiss each other. Animals kiss. This is how people communicate on this big blue marble.
There's no fear of getting the wrong gift.
Mm-hmm.
A big kissy, a warm, soft one, especially if you're built like me and Hayes, really nice lips, is always the right gift. You can't give the wrong gift when you're giving that. And it does translate across all cultures. And Aze and I know that because we've hired every kind of assistant from Chinese lady all the way down to a lady from Taiwan.
And kissing all of these assistants, it really helps us. You know, you benefit from everything you give somebody, and it helps you learn when you kiss someone, especially from another culture, like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't for me. Like,
yeah,
that didn't taste as good as maybe I hoped.
And it seems like some people from some areas of the world really stiffen up.
Yes.
And really go cold and feel uncomfortable.
And they try to turn their head out of your hands, you know?
Yes, and I don't know if they're so excited they start squirming, but that's rude. Mm-hmm. That's not appropriate. You need to calm down, take a deep breath, and accept the kiss full on. Stop squirming with your with your thrilling excitement and just hold fucking still.
And if they've done a really good job, I'm in the process of, you know, I hide a mint under my tongue and I give that to them as well during the exchange. So they think, you know, sometimes I can feel the disappointment when they're just getting the kiss and then the mint slides into their mouth.
And what a pleasant, pleasurable experience to have a surprising mint slid into your mouth during a kiss from someone you really admire.
So that was Shop Till You Drop, our segment about giving people gifts. We wanted to take a second to pull back the curtain, take a look behind the scenes of the show. We've given some of our engineers who have come through here a pretty hard time. And yeah. It's been deserved in a lot of cases. This is a pretty big opportunity for them.
It's been deserved and it's gotten pretty good results.
It's sort of understood to be a launching pad, and they tend to improve their performance next time.
Or they hit the fucking bricks, as was the case with Frank, and probably will be with Cody sooner rather than later.
We also, as much as we are willing to call out bad behavior, we also are willing to reward an engineer when they do something that really impresses us.
Which we didn't think was going to happen.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
I didn't think I was capable of being impressed anymore.
No, not by an engineer, no.
But there's a new engineer on the scene. Engineer Sam is here. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
And he really got our attention today when we showed up to the studio and he was not there. And I remember that feeling, trying the handle and the door not opening and thinking, I don't remember the last time that happened to me.
And I also remember thinking, when I realized he wasn't here, he must be 5 minutes away.
Yes.
But What Sam was doing is what we in the industry call a powerful move. Someone makes a powerful move when they want to assert being powerful.
Yes. And that's the only thing I could think about in those, you know, 25, 35 minutes when I was sitting in the hallway waiting for Sam to show up.
It wound up being about 40 for me, yes.
Was about Sam and, like, killing Sam and just, like, hurting him first and then killing him and all these things. Like, he was on my mind. And normally, like, in a normal situation, I wouldn't even think about an engineer.
An engineer would matter to me not enough to even put the energy out there to kill them, hurt them, kill them and hurt them.
Sure.
And so the fact that he got that deep under my skin, I said, this kid's really got something.
So, Sam, if you want to tell us, I would just love to, you know, the story of what happened.
Oh, and again, I'm very sorry. I was late.
No apology necessary. You got our attention.
Yeah, we are really... Now we're listening.
I guess. So someone hit my motorcycle and then drove away and just left it in the street destroyed. So I came out this morning.
Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't. It was while I was sleeping. Mm. Someone had hit it and then tipped it back up.
So it's almost not even part of the story.
Well, no, I mean, it's all I have to get here. So I apologize. Again, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry, guys.
Get an Uber account.
And what I found so impressive about that is because people will try to stop us from doing this show.
Yes.
That's not an uncommon... You're new, but you'll see that most of the time you try to get to the studio, you will not be able to. You will be arrested and go to jail on some trumped-up charge, something you didn't even do, like a parking ticket or something. Sean or I, they'll give us sleeping pills, so we oversleep.
Yeah. Crumble it up into our creme brulee.
Yeah.
We're the voice of the resistance in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. So certainly there are people in power. But never has someone so weak tried to stop us from doing the show. Now, Sam, I left a voicemail for you while we were waiting. Is it possible for you to play that on speaker?
One moment.
Please.
Again, I'm really sorry.
No apology necessary, Sam.
New message.
Sammy, big dog, what up? This is Shawnee Quimbo. I'm here with Hayes D, and we would love to get into the studio. You know how I do it. Feel free to give me a ring-a-ding back whenever makes sense for you. Not sure what you're up to. Yeah, really looking forward to doing the show. It's 11:19 right now, so you can track, and I've been here for 40 minutes or so.
Sorry, it's not a very expensive phone. And again, I am really, really sorry. This is only our second time meeting. I really wanted to come in and do well, and I'm sorry. I really fucked that up, and I'm really sorry.
Well, we wanted that too, but this is more interesting.
And for... This is actually something that we do with all our new engineers, but we got you a new motorcycle.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
wow.
It's parked right outside, and... We're just looking forward to getting off on a good foot with you, and you are fired, but
of course,
you know, just naturally when you show
you're
up
fired, we can't
when you show up really late
tolerate that. But please enjoy the motorcycle. My only hope is that no one hit and run it.
We have a really exciting guest today. Ben Schwartz is here from all kinds of TV and movies. He's going to be with us after the break on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere.
Look, fair's fair. If you want to go double or nothing, then I'm game. And he goes, no. And he smashes the basketball. And I was like, well, Shaq, now you owe me another $15 because I paid for that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not full price, but I did pay for it.
Hey, what up, what up? Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Great guest today, very exciting guest. Star of TV and movies, Ben Schwartz is here. You've seen him in Parks and Recreation, The House of Lies, lots of big projects. We're really appreciative that he could join us today.
Do I talk?
You don't have to.
I kind of get like when watching you guys work is kind of almost enough. Do you know what I mean?
I almost forget that. Yes, we've heard that a lot.
Yeah,
you feel like you're just at home listening to the podcast, like you would.
It's almost embarrassing that people don't get to see the visual of it because the way you guys dress is dapper. The way you guys act is fucking on swo. So it's just amazing that so people are only getting 1/100th of what this is, really. I guess.
Yeah, we like to keep something for ourselves.
Sure,
that's smart.
But we also like to go behind the scenes a little bit, and I think we should probably do that today.
Well, one thing we really wanted to do with Ben was he's been in so many seminal projects.
Thank you so much for saying seminal. Thank you.
Thank you for doing the work that you do. And it's we talk about what really happens inside Hollywood, but we don't always talk about what happens in movies while we're doing movies.
Mm.
And we wanted to play some famous clips of Ben doing his actings and have a conversation about what the character's thinking, what you're thinking.
Can I preface this real quick? That once I'm in the actings, I'm so into the character that it will be hard, but I'm going to try because I am that character. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not Ben anymore.
Yes.
I'm that character. So I'll try. I'll try.
So let's just get started. We'll play. This is one of your most famous lines. We'll just play the clip, and then you sort of, if you can try to go back to that place.
I'm going
to
close my eyes right now.
Okay.
Which sucks because I don't get to see you guys, but I'm going to close my eyes.
You know what the difference is between you and me?
I make this look good.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Got up. Boom. Let me take you back to set real quick, all right? We're filming a Warner Brothers lot. We took three stages and turned them into one, combined them, all the roads in between, right?
Knocked out the walls.
Knocked out the walls is what we call it. We call it K-O-T dubs, which is almost the same thing as New Kids on the Block, but K-T-O dubs, right? And so we knocked them out. We got that spaceship on there. As you guys know, this is Independence Day, right? Of course, this is Independence Day. And I remember, because the original line was, I make this look all right. That was the original line.
And that was for when they had someone else playing it.
Correct.
That it would actually work for that person.
I guess. You know what I guessed? And I said, this is what you're going to do for me. You're going to change the script to Wingdings font, because that's the only way I read scripts.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. Done. And then I said, just let me do what I do. And then the director, who I'm not even going to say his name right now, the director said, go for it. We rolled. I said, I make this look good. Right?
Yes. So that's improvised.
That is totally improv. That is improv. And I don't want to say that the writers, like, God bless the writers, they write great words. But sometimes when you're on stage, you say things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Well, in a lot of ways, writers are just playground designers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. They're like roller coaster tycoon things. They're not on the rides. They can just create the roller coasters.
Yeah, they're building a
good,
set of...
good, yeah, good. Good, yeah.
Structures in which you can play and have fun.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I feel like I'm finally with people who get it. Do you know what I mean?
But you go on a lot of these podcasts with people who are like just...
they're going... That's usually what I hear. Yeah. So this is like, I'm hearing people talk for the first time. There was a line that I did in White Man Can't Jump where I say, you're listening. You can't hear Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what I'm saying for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Jimi Hendrix in that movie. Well, thank you.
You want to play another?
Let's jump to... This is a different movie.
Which one do you choose? I have so many.
That you did.
Welcome to Earth.
So.
Oh, baby. Get off that Warner Brothers lot and get to the Sony lot. That's where we filmed this, baby. Six stages.
K-O-T-W.
Oh, my God. Can you play it one more time? I'm going to tell you what the original dialogue was before I fixed it. This is what the original dialogue was before I fixed it.
Welcome to
What's
Earth.
Up, man? That was what it was.
Because they were meeting for the first time, right, and they thought that's what a person would say.
This is from Men in Black, which was ironic because I was white. Correct? This was from Men in Black 1, I believe?
That's right.
I've done so many of them. I think I've done six. We have six in the can. Three have come out. So for this one, right, it was, what's up, man? Because I just knocked an alien, and I go... Yeah. I'm going to jump myself. The next try, I punch the alien, and I go, I make this look good. And they go, you've done that already. And I go, you're right. That's a point for you.
Yeah.
That's one point
for
you.
And when you say that, you mean Marty.
Marty.
Scorsese.
Scorsese. Mart Scors is doing this. He directed this movie. But I think he directed most of, he directed Independence Day, Smurfs 2. He's directed most of the films that are out there right now. But, so I knock the guy. I knock, and by the way, there's a human being in that alien costume, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, take away the padding. I need to feel like I'm hitting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So
feel the crunch.
Oh, God, that's what I call it. And when you hear, I remember I hit him so hard that I think his nose went up into his brain because that guy died. That guy perished. And so.
What a privilege for him, though, to get punched by someone who's
so many
been
people
in the
die
business
in such boring ways.
Thank you.
And
thank
no
you.
One remembers what happened. And their family has nothing to be proud of. It's like, oh, he died, you know. Taking a shit.
Right. Most of the guys die taking a shit.
And when you die on set getting punched by somebody, they deliver the Hollywood flag to your house. They drape it over the casket. It's a really nice ceremony.
Mm-hmm. And there's a 21 video camera salute.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everybody rolls their cameras. Red, 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 red,
red, red, red.
And we should talk about the Hollywood flag because I don't know if people know about it. It is just J.J. Abrams making out with Steven Spielberg in the middle of two bears for California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a big 8mm in the middle.
Yeah, the Nick Cage movie 8mm, the DVD cover for that.
Yes, and it's mostly that's what that is. But what a fun day of shooting that was. That one line took 3 days. So it was really fun to get it done and get it out of there. No CGI, by the way.
And
in that
I would think if I see I'm just reading it and it says, "What's up, man?" Mm-hmm. Or even if it had said, "Welcome to Earth," I would think, oh, I'm being friendly. I'm welcoming this guy. But you had...
Right, here it comes,
You had the intuition to know, what if he's mad?
Mm-hmm.
And doing it in a mad way.
Have you guys acted before? Because it seems like your notes are coming from a very real actory place. Have you guys... Do you act?
I have no traditional training.
Yes.
But have you been on screen? Can you... Any credits?
Yes, we've been on screen. They sort of came to us.
Of course,
but
of course.
It's hard to really call it acting next to the kind of things that you do.
Freak out. Beats. Who poops? Wrote that song with
you're
Prince
a good compliment acceptor.
Say it again?
You're good at accepting compliments.
Yeah, I'm very good at it because I want to make it feel like you did something correct. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to make you feel like you don't want to give me another.
Don't punish people for giving me compliments.
Thank you.
It makes me want to compliment you more so,
give me another
so
compliment.
I can hear.
See what happens about anything.
Hear that again.
Did you see my work in Tu Wong Fu, Thank You for Everything, Julie Newmar?
I did, and I thought it was really scary in a good way.
Oh, baby. Taking it to the streets.
Let's go to one of your the next.
Which one? There's
famous,
so many
famous movies.
The feet are going. I start the fire. I make the pizza.
So this is F. Murray Abraham who you're playing against this scene.
From there. Down on the Q-tip. Q-tip. Throw it away. That's not working. Hit it with this.
I haven't said my line yet.
Nope.
Not yet. No.
It's a lot of run up to my line, guys.
Don't
ever
do that again.
And that movie is of course, I'm the guy that turns people who can't get dates into dates, right?
Bagger Vance.
Hancock.
of course, Bagger Vance Hancock. And so, let me take you there.
How many sound stages for this one?
Honestly, where The Sopranos filmed, we're back in New York for this one. I brought my trailer, which is two houses on top of each other and wheels on the bottom. Tiny, tiny tricycle wheels on the bottom and two houses on top of each other. We're in, what's the place where they film Sopranos and 30 Rock?
Silver Cup.
Pizza Land.
Silver Cup. Pizza Not Pizza Land. Land. You were close, though. Silver Cup, right? Wait, am I wrong? Is it Pizza?
I just remember from the opening credits of Sopranos, isn't there Pizza Land or Pizza
Town? Oh, that's what it was. You're thinking of when I'm smoking the cigar at the beginning of Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Satriali's.
Yes. So I'm going to take you to, not quite Satriali's, so we're in Silver Cup, and we filmed, this is not even a joke, you guys are going to think this is a bit, what do the comedians call it? A bit.
A bit of a joke.
You guys are going to think this is just a tiny bit of a joke, but it's not. We filmed in the cup, the top of the cup in Silver Cup. So on top, there's a little cup, and we filmed in the cup. No, it's not a tiny bit.
Oh, you got me.
No, I'm not making a tiny bit.
Wait, you're serious?
I'm serious. That wasn't a tiny bit of a joke. So we filmed that. And I wasn't there. They filmed everybody else's stuff without me. Mm-hmm. And then I come on the last day and do all my lines over green screen.
And you talk to a bunch of tennis balls.
Just tennis balls. And by the way, those tennis balls are great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that line was improvised, if I remember. That line was probably improvised. What was the exact wording on that one? Because we did like 7 takes of it. And please don't play the 30 minutes up until it. Don't ever do that again, I think is what I said.
Don't.
Ever.
Ever.
Do.
Do that again.
Oh, see, this is what it was. They had put 3 periods in between each word.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so bored after the second word.
I never get what that means.
Those are ellipses, okay?
Oh.
Now, what it means, you're supposed to say in your head, when you see a dot, you're supposed to say the word dot. And that's how long you're supposed to wait. Mm. So don't. Ever. I got so fucking... Can we curse?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not
you
gonna.
Can.
We got so freaking bored that I went, don't ever. Got bored. Do that again. And the original line was, hey, man, your mom just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel like that's a bummer at this moment. Because the music stops because we got the phone call that the mom passed away. But I think we worked it, and I think it worked pretty well.
And when they cut to the funeral right after this, it's more of a surprise now.
Yes.
It's more interesting.
Yes. And afterwards, and I literally say surprise. I say surprise, thank you guys coming for this eulogy. And then I do a 35-minute
so
monologue.
So sorry for your loss, yeah.
Yeah. S-S-F-L. So sorry for your loss.
Made the funeral way funnier.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thank you.
Here's your last famous movie quote.
Well, can we stop already? I have lots of famous movie quotes. Don't say this is the last one, just for this day.
Thank you very much. And that would also imply that you were never going to have another famous movie quote.
Yeah, by the way.
That's a bit of a joke right there.
That is a little bit of a joke.
That's a bit of a joke.
That's a tiny bit of a joke.
Is snakes out there this big?
Is that from Anaconda? What film is that from?
It's from Anaconda. It's from that moment where you see
how big the snakes out there might be.
No, is that from? Because the snakes on a plane, or is that Anaconda?
No, that's from Anaconda.
Is that really from Anaconda?
Yeah,
it is. From
Sincerely,
Anaconda.
Is it?
Truly, it's from Anaconda.
It's amazing. We were doing Anaconda. There were 7 Peter Dinklages that played the snake in Anaconda. So what they did is like Little Rascal style. You know how they used to go in like a trench coat?
Yeah.
7 Peter Dinklages made up this big anaconda, and God, you guys are picking the greatest lines because that one was, I think that one was improvised. Am I right?
Oh, wow. That wasn't in the script.
That wasn't even in the script.
Oh, wow.
Can you play it one more time? I'm going to tell you what, so play it one more time because it's really quick.
Is snakes out there
this big? Okay, and my line, it really was, we're gathered here today to mourn the loss of Kevin Smith's character in the movie he did with Adam Sandler. And I was like, pretty good line, PGL. But I can make it B. And how I made it B was I said, hit it.
Is snakes out there this big?
and didn't make sense in the scene, but made sense in all of our hearts, I feel like. Don't you think?
And you've often said that you only choose scripts that have some sort of funeral or mourning scene, but that you will always change what that scene is.
And to be fair, just so the listeners know, mourning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, me waking up in the morning, funeral, and also a mourning scene. Yeah,
you hate night shoots.
I hate them. At the night shoots, gonna get some good shoots, gonna get some sweet film at the night shoots. Do you remember that?
Oh,
the song I sang?
Yeah, that was from Collateral.
Yes, well, that was in Collateral, Con Air. That was in, by the way, Flubber, old and new. That was in a ton of my films.
You've sung that song in a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, but Anaconda was fun. By the way, 13-minute shoot. The whole movie took 13 minutes to shoot.
I always say that you're one of our greatest chameleons because you do sing that song in almost all of your films.
You never know, it's
but
me.
It feels new.
Totally.
It's organic to that character. It seems like that character is coming up with it for the first time.
Can I take you to one? I'm going to take you to two different movies. I'm going to sing it the way I sang it in the movie. You tell me what movie it was. Okay. Is that cool with you guys?
Oh, please.
It's going to be easy for me.
All right, good. You obviously probably sing with us.
It's going to be easy for me.
Okay. We're big movie fans.
I'm gonna get some night shoots. Gonna get some good film on the night shoots.
Man on the Moon.
Can you say it at the same time next time if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for the next one, here you go. Sure. Gonna get some good takes, gonna get some good film on the night shoots.
Lemony Snicket.
a series of unfortunate events.
Correct. And that's just two of the 35 times I've used that in film.
The story that Marty tells about Anaconda was, it was going to be...
Not Marty McFly, we're talking Marty Scores?
Marty Scores,
okay.
Yes. It was going to be a different thing about a bunch of people who knew each other in high school gathering together and sort of catching up, and then you said that line, and they sort of built the
movie around that.
They said,
line.
What are we doing?
Right. Well, obviously, when Marty shoots, Marty scores. That was a little bit of a joke. And I kind of, when you get a line that's more powerful than the words on the page, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I once said a word so powerful that the sides in my hand disintegrated and they turned into a dove, and that dove flew and sang the night shoot song. God bless that dove. And so
that's why we do movies, though, is for that feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Who cares about the millions?
Right?
Who cares about the millions of reviews?
I could take them or leave them.
Who cares?
I don't even read that stuff anymore.
Mm-mm. I have to just shut it out.
Mm. I do.
Because they're not part of it, and so why should they be allowed to speak on it?
Thank you.
And I actually think that a lot of critics are failed artists.
Whoa!
And I'm sorry if I'm stepping on any toes, but I actually believe that some of what those critics are is they wanted to do movies, and now they only just talk about other people who did movies.
I don't know.
Sour grapes. Have you ever tasted sour grapes?
No.
Disgusting.
I bet. Almost as good as the movie I did, Sour Grapes.
That's right.
Gonna eat some good grapes, gonna get some good film on the night shoot. Sour Grapes. By the way, aren't we kind of critics ourselves? I mean, in the way that
Sense that we're our own harshest critics.
Right? I mean, like, in the way that we're talking about ourselves.
Now I gotta look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
Look in the mirror. I guess the thing that doesn't make me a critic is that a lot of critics are failed artists.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf just did a short film about it, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He did, for real. Didn't he do about critics, online critics?
Mm-hmm. Some good buzz surrounding that.
Buzz. A lot of bumblebees. We call them bumblebees. A lot of bumblebees around that one.
The hype machine is really generating some positive hype.
Yeah, generous bumbies swarming around that film.
A ton of bumbies, man. And I haven't seen it yet. I heard he gets naked in a lot of I think he's in that Nymphomaniac movie coming out.
Yes.
I'm interested in seeing that.
His penis.
Yeah. Mm.
Ben... I wanted to talk to you a little bit about film and TV work.
Sure.
You know, Hayes and I do this as a service.
Right, of course.
Obviously, we don't need the
money. And can I thank you on behalf of everybody?
You can't.
Yeah,
you can.
Get a little cold for you? Pop on the jack?
Yeah, I threw the jacket on.
But it's not for you, but you actually inspired us in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It's popping through.
I'm getting the jacket in the cams.
Okay. It's popping through.
You inspired.
Can you lower the jacket in my cams real quick?
I was worried you couldn't hear my jacket.
But we're calling them cams, right? CAMS?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like ear cameras.
Like cam. Okay.
Like ear. Basically, headphones are ear cameras.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they Go show ahead. Your ears. You inspired us because you have chosen not to shut the door behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And, are teaching those great acting for GIF workshops.
Yeah. Acting for?
For GIFs, for GIFs. Tumblrs.
Yeah. Because there are GIFs out there, and they're great GIFs.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
there are BGs. There are bad GIFs.
There are BGs.
So if I can help an actor, because I will say more important than a resume, more important than a headshot is a sweet-looking GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Get a real sweetie GIF.
That's the future.
I think so.
And I'm not and I'm not afraid to say I learned something in that class.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What did you learn, by the
Even
way?
Even me. Well, one thing is don't obscure your mouth in any way.
No.
In case they want to caption what you're saying.
Exactly. That's half the reason what a GIF is.
Look like you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't cover your mouth. That's one thing.
Smart. Great. Because they're going to use that or a meme. They could use that for a meme also. So
meme.
Yeah, meme. Me. So they can. God, I'm gonna throw up.
Sam.
Do you know what I like a lot? There's no more scripts anymore. There's just iPads.
Yeah.
Let's discuss that. There's. I mean, like, what's the point? We're ruining trees, I guess.
Mm. But I like the feeling of holding a script in my hand and writing "No thanks" on the cover. I can't write "No."
That's great.
I can't write "No thanks" on an iPad.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
Don't you miss that?
There's something, because I'm not going to throw my iPad in the trash just because I don't like a script. But there's something about in front of the man who wrote the script, dropping that product.
It's so much
in the
less
trash.
Dramatic, yes, to dangle an iPad over the trash and then drop it in and then have to go get it back out because it's your iPad.
I'll tell you this. This is what I do because I have all the money. I have all of it. Mm-hmm. So I'll just throw it out. I'll just break an iPad. I will write in marker on my notes and say, and write them on the actual iPad and say the corresponding pages. So when they script through, they'll know where it is. When the thing is blank, there's thousands and thousands of marks. Mm-hmm. But on the page, you'll know exactly what it is.
I just remembered I do that too.
You do that elaborate thing that I've been doing?
I just remembered I do that too.
I have Bo Jackson come in and break it over his knee.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
He's such a pro.
He is a pro. Remember when he ran on the wall of the center field or the left field?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just remembered that I can do that too on the wall.
I played Bo Jackson in the documentary, Bo Jackson, by the way.
Did you?
That was me. Thank you. What'd you think of it, by the way?
I thought it was really, when he sang the Night Shoot song.
Did you think, are you about to make me a compliment?
I cried.
Oh, thank you for being a supporter. Travel back and forth and supporting me. You're a friend real true. You're a dude and a supporter. Please tell me when we're getting along, because I feel like we're good friends. But then when you enter a room and you give me good reviews, and I know that you're really a supporter, thank you for being a supporter.
Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for being here. It was so special for us.
Oh, God, it was so lovely. How many minutes was that? Oh, it felt like one.
Yeah, it only felt
like one. Is it
like
over?
It's almost over.
It's almost
okay,
over.
Well, let's not, until that fat lady sings.
We do want to say, please do review us on iTunes.
Yes, and
Please do like us on Facebook. Please talk to us on the forums. And buy the pro version. Hey, do you have the numbers on who bought the pro version this past week?
Yeah, Matt Cameron.
One person?
Matt Cameron purchased the pro version.
Oh, we got another donation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so who's it from?
Matt Cameron.
So fuck Matt Cameron.
Matt Cameron, fuck you.
And then you see that the supporter is Matt Cameron.
The supporter is Bruce Robinson.
Whoa!
Bruce Reed Robinson II.
He bought the pro version this week. And what he gets...
He gets...
The prize for the pro version happens to be Ben Schwartz singing a personalized version.
What's his name?
Bruce Robinson.
An original song, or do you want me to do it from the supporter song? Bruce Robinson or Reed Robinson?
Well, he is supporting our podcast. I mean, it may be nice for him to hear the supporter song, which also, I know we have time for that. Some of the other songs are very long.
Bruce Robinson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bruce Reed Robinson II?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dear Bruce Reed Robinson II, this song is for you. Thank you for being a supporter. Travel back and forth and back to support us. You're a friend real true, Bruce Reed Robinson II. You're a friend and a supporter. So if you're in a submarine and you're real low in the earth, remember that I'm your friend. Come back up from the water and then you're gonna be supporting me. Thank you for being a supporter.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.